customers the way they want to be treated. A great place to do business. Plus, get a full AC Delco synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of $59.95. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at ManaquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Minocqua, and beyond.
All right, Reality Radio continues. Let's get that music on in the background. Nice and gentle, and a perfect way to welcome back a regular guest to Reality Radio. We've got Tammy Brandt with us. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Gray.
So good to have you back. We had you check in by phone, I think. Was that a month ago now already?
It would have been. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Time passes, things change, and few other things are guaranteed, I should say. But,
yeah.
Hey,
yes,
you
indeed.
Gave me some really cool news, some info that I don't know if we can call it an announcement, but it'll be the first time we say on air, and I'll let
That's
you say
right.
it.
Yeah, the house is open for residents. That's
that
right.
is so incredible.
We started receiving some calls, and we'll just put it in God's hands to see how it all works out, but we are very excited about that.
Well, definitely. And you are part of making that possible is, well, let's put it this way, leading from the front. You shared with me that you are some of the things that you guys still need, you're filling those roles in the meantime. And I always rally behind somebody who, hey, do what I'm doing with me right now. That's a lot easier than go do this thing, let me tell you. So I imagine that a lot of people will get a lot of encouragement from seeing you there doing the things that, well, you could still use some assistance with. So let's start there,
yeah.
if we could. There, you're still looking for some house moms,
yeah,
as I understand.
We have five fantastic house moms right now, one of them being our house manager. And a couple of them have stepped up to the plate with regard to taking on some extra hours if need be for the night shift and that. But yeah, in the meantime, we still need a couple of house moms. There's no doubt about that. So if anybody is interested in reaching out about that would be wonderful. In the meantime, yes, I'm filling in some of those shifts if we need them, as residents are going to come, and so that we can get things going, because that's really important. We need to be out there doing what it is this has all been for. So
all been leading up,
yeah.
to, and the gears are turning now. Now, I've asked you before to tell me about qualities you look for in a house mom, but let's look at the other side of the same coin if we can. Without getting too personal or naming names necessarily, what can you tell me about the people you've already got in those positions? What kind of qualities do they show? What brought them to you? Tell me about them, please.
Oh, you bet. Well, on five of our house moms, our house manager, she just has... I had the blessing of having her be a caregiver to my folks.
Okay.
And that's how I got to know her and saw her abilities. And so I started tapping her long before things were in the works as far as that part went, you know. And she told me when she had first heard about, you know, maternity home back before anything could come with Northwoods Living Hope, she was like, huh. I want to check that out. So that was neat, you know, and as far as that part goes. But she's been doing a fantastic job. The other gals, they ended up contacting us, and wow, some of them, two of them have got some experience back in, they have helped out with shelters or teen work, you know, in the detentions over in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
Another gal, she just simply has a heart from her own background for coming into this work, and another gal is one of, again, another former caregiver, and she's going to be coming in part-time in that. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Each one of them is just wonderful. They just have such giving and voluntary, you know, even though they're, you know, it's going to be a job for them. And every one of them is willing to patiently wait until the residents start coming. So
no, I mean, yeah,
that is just wonderful.
Well, and that's the perfect display of the patience that the job itself will require naturally.
Exactly.
Working with other people. But I know a lot of people can say, hey, I want to help other people. And boy, if that doesn't come in many flavors and styles and approaches and ways to go about it. But this is an opportunity that I think those people in this area haven't really had before. I can't think of, you know, having grown up here, I can't point to something that, yeah, this is for the people who used to work there. There is no there to point to. This is for a little bit of everybody.
That's exactly right.
I mean, somewhere out there is a former bank teller who didn't feel called to that and who's looking for something that they resonate with a little bit more. And hey, if you're not a bank teller, but that sounds like you, you're probably who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I like to believe there's somebody listening to 98Q that thinks that could be me. Cool. Place a
yeah.
phone call. Do that today,
yeah.
because they need your help. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So now, and you know, in another area that's really important now that we are, you know, open and ready to take residents, some of those life skills, if you have a desire to pass on some skills, you know, whether that's in finance, whether or not that is in learning about writing resumes, whether that's in sewing, whether that's in canning. I'm definitely, for next summer, I'm looking for some people that would be interested in overseeing the garden and being able to allow a garden to be grown to help out with that food budget at Northwoods Living Hope. Because I don't want folks to forget this home that has now turned into Hallie's house. It has a root cellar and a cold storage room. So we can actually do some things in that garden that would help out, you know, in our menu planning and all of those different things. And then give some of those skills to the gals that are going to be coming, you know, so that they are better prepared to take on the challenges. They might never garden again.
Right.
But the fact that they've got it tucked underneath their belt, for example, that they can learn about that. We're even dreaming about whether or not we can have some chickens and some other things. You know, that's the benefit to being a place in the country. So,
well, absolutely. Yeah. You guys have the land and the space for it, certainly. It just becomes a matter of practicality and in some cases approval from certain bodies out there. I know you got to check with that sometimes. But that said, you know, I think of a graduation speech that I heard from a comedian of all people, but he said, please, please, please be a teacher. Even if you don't teach students in a class, even if you're not showing up for a 9-to-5 where you're writing a lesson plan, if you pass on a skill, you've done one of the most valuable things that another person can do, which is to preserve the knowledge and spread the skills and abilities that enrich a community. I know I'm waxing poetic there a little bit, but seriously, if you teach people to garden and raise birds like that, I mean, it has ripples that you'll never see. They reach so much further than we can see.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So what does that look like if you're bringing people in? Are you going to be doing workshops or just bringing in speakers now and again? What are these life skills teachers, what could they expect if they are looking to join you guys?
Well, they would need to let me know that, one, that they're interested. They go through an application process as a volunteer and have to have a background check. But then it would be, you know, what their availability is, and then we would figure out those life skills based on their abilities. So let's say you're coming in and you want to teach finance, you know, for example, you know, budgeting, those types of things. You know, we'd be looking at that, you know, perhaps whether or not that would be a weekly or whether that'd be a biweekly type of class. So we're not talking an everyday type of commitment. You know, our everyday or several times a week type of commitments are going to be, you know, the folks that are coming in to help lead Bible studies and things like that. So, you know, from that standpoint, those volunteers that are willing to come in and help do that would be a little bit more of a commitment that way. So obviously you're not going to teach much about the garden out in the garden, except during our fair months of May, June, and July, August, and September here in northern Wisconsin. So that's just one example. You know, instead, maybe, you know, that quilting class or who knows what that we're able to arrange. We've got, you know, different folks that are willing to come in and help with sewing and all those types of things. I even have a line on a gentleman who might be willing to come all the way from down in Marathon County to help with a mechanics class.
Whoa.
So if we had anybody up here that was interested in it, because I think it's really important that we need to know how to change the oil, or we need to know how that car runs so that when we are, you know, doing life on our own with a vehicle, we can take it to the mechanic and then we know what's going on. We can understand what they're talking about when they say that the starter is gone and whatever.
It's easier than I would have ever thought. I did not grow up with that mechanical sensibility, but that is a great example of, hey, it's not as scary as you think it is if you're willing to learn and you go in and say, hey, I'm going to figure this out. It's just a matter of how and putting the time into it. That brings a certain confidence. And the moment you can answer one of those questions, you know, like if you can look under the hood of a car, I might not necessarily be able to point out the starter. In fact, I actually could, but I remember when that kind of changed, you know, and that's only very recently. For some reason, YouTube decided, hey, you need to know more about cars. And I thought, you know what? I'll accept that. That might come in handy someday.
Oh, you bet.
So I'm watching a bunch of goofballs riding across the United States, not on any highways, and they're modifying their vehicles and stuff. It's like, you know, this is definitely entertainment, and that's why I'm doing it. But it's easier than one might think to absorb those topics that seem off limits to people like you. Well, people like you are capable of change.
That's right.
No matter what people like you means, that you could be people like them next week, next month. It's very easy to change and add to yourself and build and grow in that way. That's
exactly
growth
right.
We're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So then our other exciting news is today, folks, if you're interested, not folks, ladies, if you're interested in coming to the Royalty on September 24th, that's going to be at the Phillips Municipal Center starting at 4:30. The doors open, and then our program is going to kick off right after 5:30. And we are, ladies, you could still contact us tonight. through tonight, I should say, 339-2130 if you wanted to register, or you could go onto the website at northwoodslivinghope.org and you'd be find a way to register there if you wanted to come. It's a night for the ladies to dress up, to enjoy the banquet, and if you will, the gentlemen from the area come and there are servers. And by the way, I was trying to talk Gray into this, but he's like, no, he's not so sure about that. And just enjoy an evening with a speaker and a silent auction and just fellowship with the ladies from all over the county. So that's a really good evening. We're looking forward to that.
I think those tea parties are something that you lose as a kid, but they can be something that has its own purpose. And whether that's just a quiet social environment with a, hey, who wouldn't want to dress up and have a pleasant evening, right?
There you go.
It doesn't need to be any more complicated than that, if that sounds like you. But like you said, there will be a speaker, there will be a silent auction. Are there any other details we might share with the people less familiar about this one? Or is that a pretty good encapsulation of it?
That's a pretty good encapsulation. The time to enjoy one another and fellowship and get to know some other, you know, other women in the community as far as that part goes. And obviously, it's our fundraiser.
Right.
So, you know, it's an opportunity to support Hallie's House at Northwoods Living Hope. There's no doubt about that. Definitely.
And I've seen info on that, I believe, online. Where can people go if they're the tech-savvy type? They want to see things. Some of us are a bit more visual. What's the best way to go and get you guys, Facebook, online, whatever the case may be?
You can see details of some of our silent auction items and things will be on our Facebook page to scroll through. But there's details about the tea in and of itself on the website at northwoodslivinghope.org.
All right.
So definitely so. And then crafters, if you're out there, we are having, it's going to be called Oh Dear's Widows Day. And it will be on November 21st at the Municipal Center. And we're simply going to have a food thing to help raise money for Northwoods Living Hope. But Sue Bloom, our fundraising coordinator, she is open yet to crafters who might want to come in and see if we can't get this kicked off to be the first day of hunting season. So anybody that is not interested in going to the woods and you've got a craft you want to share or you'd like to get a booth, I believe the cost is either $30 or $40, depending on the size booth that you want for the day to be able to come and participate. But you can reach out to Sue Bloom at 715-937-1888 if you're interested, or send us a message on Facebook.
And we've given the basics of all these items and things that are happening here in the upcoming calendar. But one thing I'd like to touch on, as I do often and perhaps too often, is that this conversation, like all of them on the reality radio program, will be archived back. So if you can think of somebody who fits this bill who you know might not listen to the radio, do you have a Spotify listener who would enjoy the royalty in your life? Well, perfect. Point them out to 98qcountry.com. I'm going to archive this and I'll title it with Tammy's name and we'll put Northwoods Living Hope right on it. And I'll even mention in the little byline that we put there that it's about the royalty and the updates in general that you guys are accepting residents now or right yes. on the cusp of doing so. That's absolutely, yeah. Well, no, we're over the edge. We're there.
Yeah, we're there.
It's
God's timing on the rest. And you know, one last thing just to end this day with, I just want to really give a big shout out. We have had so many people come forward and volunteer their time and their work to get us to this point. And we are so thankful. We truly are. We had three gentlemen come and install the fence in the backyard and get that all ready to go. And we had someone donate a whole house generator. And we've had different people, just all these months of work and preparation and people who have given their time. We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for the people who are interested in seeing this mission go forward. And so we are thankful and we thank you.
Well, and that's something I will personally guarantee. Northwoods Living Hope understands the value of your time because, of course, we can always make more money somehow, some way. But time, we have no control over how much of that we have. And so it's so valuable that people are donating their time, their skills, and you can do more of that. And if you want to get involved with Northwoods Living Hope, like you mentioned, northwoodslivinghope.org, and you're right on Facebook there under the exact same title, correct?
Yep, and that telephone number once again is 339-2130, so that you can always reach out and call.
Tammy, I'm so glad to have you back in the studio.
Just a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. It's exciting.
My pleasure, indeed. And it'll be another month before we see you again, but it's going to fly by, and I can't wait for the updates from the early goings of Northwoods Living Hope. Open, and hey, Tammy's there leading from the front. You can find her there any old time. Hit us with that phone number one more time, please.
You bet. 715-339-2130.
All right. We've got more guests scheduled today on Reality Radio, and with Toby barking in the background, I expect that's our next next one coming in. It'll be about 9:15 as we get going. First, though, a few messages up next on 98Q Country and a song or two as well. In fact, let's start with a little bit of Chris Young. That's what's coming on 98.3 FM.